Hello?
Hi there. I was looking for Chris Molly.
Who's calling?
This is Nick with American Ally. You submitted a quote with us for health insurance.
Oh, yeah. Well, we had an issue with dealing with the health insurance, and we got scammed
What?
by somebody. So now we don't trust anybody.
No,
We
no,
got.
no.
Yeah, we yes, yes, yes. We got scammed, and they got a little bit too much information from us, and we had to go change everything at the bank and everywhere. So it had canceled cards and all that crap.
Oh my God,
So
I'm so sorry.
well, hey, and
Like
that was
it's the
a
industry
Google
I
search.
work in. Yeah, it's the industry I work in, and it's embarrassing. I don't know what to say. That's awful. I'm so sorry.
Well, unfortunately, now we don't trust anybody. So he currently does not have any health insurance, and I'm not sure what we're going to do about that.
Can I do this? I've been doing this. I've heard not something ever extreme as this ever in my life. But can I send you my, I don't know, like my LinkedIn, my Facebook, I don't know, verifying me, and then like
Where do
my
you
text.
work? Where are you?
I'm in Dallas, Texas.
Oh, yeah. I think that we're going to have to just deal with somebody local at a local office that has an actual office here in town.
We're real. Like we have a Google, we like Google address. I have a personal cell phone number. I mean
Oh, I know.
also
Hey, the guy gave me his personal cell phone number, supposedly,
no,
and
that's
it was, and I
awful.
found him on a Google search.
No, but
It was a
that's an
Google
awful
search.
example. That's an awful example. Me telling you my phone number, what I'm saying is I have a LinkedIn, I have a Facebook, and I also have Texas Department of Insurance number that you look up in the state of Texas. I'm not random. I work with people across the entire nation. I have hundreds of clients.
Right.
I'm not random
So
at all.
let me ask you this. Is Aetna a lot cheaper than UnitedHealth or Blue Cross?
UnitedHealth, Blue Cross are all ACA plans that you can get on the marketplace if you have subsidies. Especially, they're all generally the same price with subsidies. So, meaning that they're
Okay,
all really cheap. If you're not
well,
on subsidies, then they're all pretty expensive.
that's really cheap. That's kind of like depending on how you look at it.
Well,
Yeah, we've.
if you're on subsidies and you pay like 50,
Yeah,
I know
well, no, we do
I have
not.
clients who pay like $50 a month for subsidies.
Yeah, no, I don't want anything to do with the government health insurance. Nothing.
Exactly. Right,
Absolutely
exactly.
nothing. We will go without health insurance before we will ever deal with that again.
Yeah, I used to work with Blue Cross. I now work in the private market. Like I can technically get people plans through the government, or ACA plans is what they're called, marketplace plans. But I solely now work in the private market because it's more affordable, but it's also usually better coverage in ways, at least what I found.
Okay, well, I can tell you that the guy that scammed
Right.
us, he had an Aetna plan for him that was like $385 a month.
Okay.
And my husband's 59 years old. He doesn't smoke or drink or have any health issues at all. But does that sound right?
I mean, that for Aetna, that sounds really inexpensive.
Yeah.
It sounds really cheap.
Okay. Well, I could tell you that if it's more than $400 a month, we're not going to take it anyway.
Yeah, ours
Well,
isn't. That's what I'm trying to say. Ours is not, because we're in the private market. Aetna, Blue Cross Blue Shield, UnitedHealthcare, or they do have off marketplace plans technically. Some of them sell indemnity plans, but the majority of their policies that they sell are ACA compliant plans, meaning that a lot of people use it for subsidies. So, or employer programs, teachers, whatever it is. Marketplace or private insurance plans usually come in a lot less expensive. I'm trying to type in a Florida zip code because you're in Florida, correct?
what's that?
I just said I'm about to type in a a Florida zip code to get an updated quote. I was just double checking.
Well,
you're in Florida, right?
Well, my zip code is 32222. I can tell you that.
Okay, perfect. I think I'm being hesitant for asking for information because I'm, like, afraid to, like, build distrust.
Well, I'm not going to give you any private information, so.
That's perfect. That's perfect. Okay, male, 59, non-smoker, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so it's looking like we're coming out to be significantly cheaper than that here. Yeah, we're coming in at about $350 a month. And so,
okay, so is that covers doctor visits and prescriptions?
Yeah, so I'll give you a high-level overview, and then I'm going to actually email you all of our plan info, and then I usually call back after you've looked at it and talk about it again to answer any questions. That being said, it comes with 20 doctor's visits per calendar year. It's going to cover heart attack, stroke, cancer, the whole nine yards in terms of major stuff, and then it's also
okay,
going to cover...
Is that a split, like a hospital trip? Is that a 70-30 split or something like that?
So we don't have what's called coinsurance. We don't have coinsurance or copays. In the private market, generally what you're looking at is fixed benefit health plans, and that's what we offer, also known as indemnity plans. And so a lot of them have a bad, you know, tone to them, but at the same time, what they are is as simple as that. They're fixed benefit health. So for doctor's visits, we're paying out $120 per doctor's visit. And then for ER and ICU, we're paying $3,000 a day. And that's just for the confinement fee. That's not saying if he gets a surgery, if he gets a scan, if he breaks a bone and needs a splint. I mean, we kind of just designate it all out and pay according to what happens.
Okay.
But it's really straightforward. Our plans are customizable, meaning that we have three different tiers to go off of. The first tier tends to be below national averages for what things cost, so it's more of a supplemental plan. The two-tier plan is what I quote everyone with. It's what I have with my family, and that's going to be more on par with national averages for what things are going to cost, and then the three-unit is really above and beyond. The second point that we are able to customize is called a calendar year max. So what that's going to be is $250,000 a year in coverage, $500,000 a year in coverage, or $1 million a year in coverage. So I always quote $250,000 for myself and everyone else because $500,000 is a lot of coverage for a year. That's basically saying
right.
You're having cancer, heart attack, and something else crazy happen in the same year.
Right.
But that being said, the plan I quoted you on was the two-unit $250,000 plan. And the nuance with our plan is also we don't have a deductible for outpatient surgeries, doctor's visits, or anything like that. So all you're paying is really just the premium every month of $350, and then we pay our benefits. And the nuance with that is, you know, we usually pay the doctor's visits usually come in for cheaper than $120, but if they don't, let's just say they charge $130 or $140, you would just pay the $20 difference at the time of service.
Okay, let me ask you this. Oh shoot, I thought I just forgot I had something I wanted to ask you and it went out of my head as soon as I started saying.
Usually No, it's okay. Usually the question I want to ask. Yes, I was just about to go into it. PPO, we're a PPO. But the nuance of our plan is that we work everywhere. It doesn't matter if you're in network or out of network, our plan still pays. Now, let's just say there is a doctor that's out of network. Sometimes that means, you know, if you really want to go see him, the cheapest way to do it is to cash pay and we reimburse you. But we also work the same way. You can just hand them the medical or the insurance card. We pay our portion and then you pay your portion. And we work anywhere.
Okay.
But
go ahead.
No, I was going to say, while we're on the phone, just to triple check, that way you know that we do have doctors and hospitals in your area and network. Usually in Florida, I find it.
Can you tell me? can you tell me what hospitals are in network in 32222?
Yes. So some of these might be smaller hospitals, but I'm just going to read from top to bottom. It's going to say, oh, it's North Florida Rehabilitation Facility, Orange Park Medical Center, Kindred Hospital, North Florida.
The Orange Park Medical Center, is that on Kingsley?
Yes, 2001 Kingsley, Orange Park, Florida.
Okay, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
No, it's okay. Ascension, St. Vincent, Clay County. I'm only doing a 10-mile search. I could expand it further.
Okay,
if you'd like.
That should be good anyway. 10
okay.
miles should be good. Is there like St. Vincent in Jacksonville or?
Yeah, usually, I mean, I can look it up. Usually, all St. Vincent's, if they're in network with one of them, we're in network with them all. Generally, that's how the contracts work.
Okay.
Here, let me double check. Are they within 50 miles of you?
Did you say 50 miles?
No,
or
I said 15.
15. Yeah, I think so. It'd be close if it is.
I'll just put 30 to be safe, and I can kind of get a longer list here. Let's see. Alrighty. Yeah, Florida, Tennessee, Texas. It's really hard for me to find out-of-network providers. I don't know what it is, which is a good thing. Let me see. Ascension, St. Vincent, Gateway Community Center. I'm just kind of reading down the list here. UF Health, Baptist Medical Center in Jacksonville, Wolfson Children's, Baptist Medical Center, Fleming Island. UF Health, Pam Health.
What the hell are you doing, mister? Not you, this person in the car in front of me. Holy crap. I'm not going 10 miles an hour. You will not dictate to me that I go 10 miles an hour. Excuse me. I'm in my own neighborhood, so.
Like,
dude, you know, it's only 20 miles an hour in here, and the dude's driving 10 miles an hour. I'm like, it'd take me an hour to get home going 10 miles an hour. My way. I don't usually have road rage either.
No. I live in Dallas. Oh. I have the worst drivers in the country. I have the worst drivers in the country here in Dallas. Yeah, it looks like Ascension, St. Vincent's, St. John's County. Is that the one in St. John's?
No, there's a St. Vincent's that's over on the other side of town in Jacksonville. But I don't know. I don't know where it is. Maybe it's on University. No, it wouldn't be University Boulevard.
Baptist.
I'm not sure what road it's on. It's okay. It doesn't matter.
It is a network. I think it is a network with us. I'm looking at it right now. It's just, no. It says it's in Jacksonville.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, okay. You're near Jacksonville. A lot of my buddies.
I'm in Jacksonville.
Okay. They're not in Ponte Vedra. They're not that wealthy, but they live right around that area down there.
Yeah. We live on the poor side of town. We don't live by the beach.
I didn't mean to phrase it that way. Hey, it's okay.
All my friends and family live in the same
spots. They don't live there in Ponte Vedra either, but they live down that way.
Yeah, that's nice. It's nice. It actually over there by the beach is really nice, but the traffic is really insane. It's like, I lived here 35 years ago. 40 years ago, and the traffic is excruciating compared to what it was like 35
yeah,
years ago.
Yeah, the only time I came to visit was for the PGA golf tournament, and it was obviously crazy traffic then, but...
Oh, yeah, that's really insane.
Yeah.
Do me a favor, because, you know, we're really skeptical, but we can afford $335 a month for insurance for him, and I don't really like him not having any insurance. It's kind of crazy.
Do you not have insurance as well?
No, I'm on Medicare.
Okay, good. Perfect.
I'm on Medicare, and it's through United Healthcare right now, so.
Good.
So far, it's okay. I only go to the doctor twice a year, so.
So you haven't needed to use it, which is great. But what I was going to say was I'm gonna go the extra mile here. I'm going to send you, obviously, everything we just talked about, but I'm also going to send you links You can also search my name on LinkedIn and Facebook, but I'm going to send you links to my profiles. I am very active on social media, and I am a real person.
I can tell you right now, whatever you've got on Facebook, it won't mean a hill of beans to me because
I've
been
scammed
off of Facebook.
I'm not trying to say that's the
bond
here. Yeah. I usually scammers have like a couple friends. I have a long lineage of being a Dallas Texan, I guess is what I'm trying to say. for many, many years, and my friends and family are, I'm very active and my profile is public. So I try, because of exactly what you just said, I deal with this all the time in the health market. So I'm happy to go the extra mile and send you those if that appeases in any way. And I'll
send it to my email?
Yes, I'll send it all to your email, and then I'll call you later this week.
Okay, so you have my email?
Yes, I can double check right here that I have the correct one. One moment. And what is your first? I have Christopher's.
My name is Wanda.
Wanda, great to meet you. Okay, I do have WandaOcean@yahoo.com.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Okay.
WANDA.
Yep, WANDAOCEAN@yahoo.com.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Yeah, do that, okay, and then we'll check you out.
Do it.
And we'll see what he wants to do.
Sure.
What is the actual name of the insurance? Does it have a name?
Yeah. So technically, I'm really just a broker at the end of the day. The private insurance, meaning that I can work with anyone, that's why I said that. But the insurance company is called New Era Life.
Okay.
Yeah, it's New Era. They've been around for, you know, since the beginning of insurance, almost 100 years ago. I want to say it's 1926, so something like that. But yeah, we have a A- with the Department of Insurance rating system and everything like that. You can look that up as well. We do billions of dollars in claims a year, so definitely real.
Okay. All right, send me the stuff and we'll look it over.
All right, sounds good. Have a great rest of your day.
You too. I'm sorry, what's your first name again?
My name is Nicholas, but I go by Nick.
Nick, okay. All right, thanks, Nick. We'll be in touch.
All right, thanks, Wanda. Bye.
All right, bye-bye.